What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
We should do the show outside. We need to get some sort of veranda built or some sort of...
A balcony?
Yeah. So we could just sit outside. Think how good the show would be if we could just sit on a patio overlooking a putting green and just do it from there. Outside, cup of coffee, sun's coming up.
Give me some birds chirping in the background. Yeah. Should be some good show sound.
How many bird calls do you know?
Oh, no, I'm going to be bad at this.
None.
Okay.
I know a cardinal. I can tell you a cardinal. In fact, sometimes in my backyard, I whistle back to the Cardinals, and I tell myself in my head that we are talking. Yeah.
The Cardinals probably like, look at this idiot. He isn't Cardinal.
Look at this idiot. They respond.
He's yelling at you that you don't actually speak Cardinal.
I recognize your accent.
You're listening to Jeremy and Joe on Western New York Sports Giant, WGR Sports Radio 550.
I think I heard Aaron Minkowski on BEN today say today will be like the nicest day of the year.
The nicest day of the year.
Not too hot. Yeah. Possibly the nicest day of the year today. High of 81.
That'll be in his... Nicest seems like the... That's a subjective term.
Yeah. I mean, subjective. I don't know. Would anybody say 12 and 12 degrees and 38-mile-an-hour winds would be nice?
No. I mean... No, I wouldn't even go. I wouldn't even go that far. I don't know. Real feel of 87 today.
That's not bad. I like an 87, depending on what you're doing.
Not bad though. Is not what you want for best day of the year.
Oh, that's
although
right.
he's probably. I mean, 79 and sunny.
I forget. We have that one open of you saying 68 degrees with no clouds or something. You've got a
yes.
You've got a specific time in everything. Well, it's 64 right now.
I guess humidity's not as high today, so I'll take that. That sounds pretty amazing.
You should pick the nicest minute of the year.
Spend
time outside and just tell everyone. Ooh,
record outside for a minute.
This is it. I think we're into it.
Yeah, just finger to the sky. Like this is it right here.
The breeze kicks up. You're like cancel, reset.
If it's a gentle breeze, then that's still fine. Yeah. It's got to be gentle.
I was thinking about.
But it's going to be beautiful today.
Yes, 79
and sunny. You're not going to complain.
The June was great. Here we are in July. I mean, the start of July has been great. Brian Mazurowski was talking about how this week might be the week we talk about for the summer in terms of how nice it's been all week. It was beautiful out last night. We went to a concert. Fleetwood Mac cover band was playing at Bidwell Parkway. We went to that.
Nice.
Which was great. You know, Fleetwood Mac.
Love Fleetwood
Timeless.
Mac. Yeah.
I didn't catch their name. I forget what their name was. Someone will write it in. Anyway, yeah, it was a great time. Sit out on picnic blankets, play catch with the kids, hang out, yada, yada, yada. So it's great this time of year. It's also light out late.
Oh, yeah.
Where you're hanging out outside like, holy cow. In fact, to that point, I saw Brayton Wilson from WBEN. He's in Iceland right now.
Okay.
Brayton from WGR.
Yeah,
also.
Right.
And he took a picture last night at 12:30 in the morning, and it was about this light like it is right now here in Amherst.
Okay.
Which, if you've never experienced that, I did that in Alaska, where it's
like light almost the entire day.
The sun goes down, but it does not get dark.
Yeah.
In some places, the sun doesn't go down. Where I was in Alaska, when the sun went down, it got to about where it is right now. and
which is it's just like a sunrise kind of like
yeah, but for just barely dusk and dawn. And when I was there, it was 1 a.m. and you would never have known it was even nighttime. So
okay,
that's kind of cool. It's the kind of thing that if you can ever experience that, it's pretty cool. It's wild.
I think my knowledge of the being sunlight all the time is from the Ryan Reynolds movie, The Proposal, which is in Alaska. Because they had the blackout curtains in their house.
Yeah.
And I always remembered that for some reason. Just because it just didn't get dark. And that's it.
Yep.
Yesterday, I was like re-cleaning our grill. We have like a flat top grill. And was in no rush because like, it's not even, you know, it's dinner time, but we still got time. It was so light out. You ever just not look at your watch for a long enough time where you just kind of...
Yeah.
You just think, like, okay, it must be 6 o'clock. It was 8 o'clock.
Yeah,
right. It's like, I got to make food work right now. It's already way too late. And that was just because it felt like... It was just the sun doesn't go down until 9:30 right now.
Yeah.
Perfect.
That experience was what I had when I was in Alaska. We're all sitting around a fire. What time is it? Oh, like...
You wouldn't know unless you're looking.
10 p.m.? Oh, it's 1.
See, that place seems more like it's just, you know, we don't live by the clock.
Yeah, you kind of got to. You can't just live by what it looks like outside.
No, because you'd be very confused all the time.
Yeah, you'd have no idea. Flat top grill. Is it worth it? Is it worth it as an extra grill? Isn't everybody out there that's got grills? I've got the smoker. I've got the regular grill.
Mm-hmm.
If I go 3 grills wide in the backyard, that seems like it's excessive, and it's not the kind of thing I'm going to want to do.
But I am
looking at them, and I'm tempted.
Yeah, I've had one for almost 2 years now, maybe a little under 2 years, and there are positives and negatives to it. Now, I don't have a regular grill.
Okay.
We got rid of our regular grill when we got this grill. Like, well, this grill can do everything, and it pretty much can. It's not great for hot dogs. Right, like if you just want to whip up some dogs on the grill,
yeah,
it's not great for that because they're going to be more, you know, they'll still cook, but it's not the same. But they're amazing for burgers, whatever. It's 10 times the maintenance, I would say, that a regular grill is.
Really? Because you got to scrape it?
10 times. You got to scrape it after every use. You've got it, or it could like rust a little bit. You've got to re-season it a few times a year, at least, maybe probably even more than that. It probably should be, which is basically just you scrub the you know what out of it, and then you burn oil basically on it, and you just olive oil, whatever, and you spread that around. You let it burn for 10 minutes, and then you do that again, let it burn for another 10 minutes, more oil, another 10. It's like an hour process of cleaning and re-seasoning it, like. You probably should do it like once a month. I think I end up doing it more like every other month.
Really?
So it's that part of it. It's like you're putting more love into it.
Well, you've talked me right out of one.
But like you are like, man, you just vegetables on one side of the grill with the meat on the other side of the grill. Breakfast is great. Eggs on one side, bacon and sausage on the other. We made pancakes on there. Yesterday we made like smash burger tacos something. Where we just put the meat on the shell and then smash it on it. Like, yeah. You could do a lot more stuff with it.
Yeah. Well, the thing I picture when I see the flat top is a smash burger. That's the number one thing I picture.
Yes.
And eggs, I guess the eggs, bacon, that kind of stuff. I guess that makes sense.
Although you're not doing the eggs part.
Nope, never making eggs. So.
Pancakes, though, is very good on
pancakes,
it.
Pancakes, we've got a griddle inside. I feel like, you know, pancakes outside, is that an extra layer of fun? is it different?
For some reason, when you put it like that, it's like, I guess it's kind of the same. Yeah, right. But no, it's nice to be outside in the morning when you're making breakfast.
Sure, yeah. Fair. All right. Good enough. I've got a cast iron that we've never used yet. My wife got me a cast iron. Like it goes over top of an actual fire.
Yeah.
And that's got the same kind of thing you're talking about.
It's basically.
You have to season it and do all that.
Yes.
And we just have not yet used it. So someday. And the idea there was for... You know, like steaks in the morning or something like that, but have never gotten around to it. The regular grill, just, you know, the old standard grill grates, is that the least maintenance you need in your entire life?
Pretty much.
That thing will work no matter what.
Just use the brush once in a while, right? Like, if even.
Brush it off,
and that's pretty much it. Yeah, that part I do miss a little bit. It's just like, because yesterday, again, like, I take the grill out to make dinner, and it's the grill probably needs some love. Whereas if I just had a regular great grill, that wouldn't have been a conversation. Right. You just turn it on,
right?
Fire it up, let's go, and that's pretty much it. So you got to put more love into it. And I do miss the flipping the dogs on a regular grill. Like, we really should get like at least a small one.
What do you just like roll them a little bit?
They're closer to like a roller dog, sure. I would say, on a flat top than obviously with the regular grill. So
I still think the main thing stopping me from getting one is I cannot go three grills wide on the patio.
That's a lot of grills.
That's a lot of cubic feet.
And committed to just cooking.
Yes.
It's basically like another kitchen outside at that point.
Yeah, because I've got the smoker and I've got the regular.
If you look, unless this is kind of what you just described, I know cast iron pan would be different, but there are flat top extras you could kind of put on top of your regular grill, and you could do that.
Okay.
I think those exist.
Like the grates come off and the flat goes on?
Yeah, or maybe even you could put the flat on top of the grates.
Probably. That's like just like a griddle.
Pretty much, yeah. It's some version of that, so you might be able to do it without getting like a big, giant flat top grill. Gotcha. So the original question of is it worth it, I would lean yes.
Okay.
Wouldn't be like a heavy yes, but I would lean yes that it is worth it. Yeah.
Good to know. 803-0550, if you want to talk about flat top grills. It's
grill season.
It is grill season, of
course. Everyone should be grilling today.
Yeah,
it's going to be one
of the nicest days of the year. Joe Marino of the Locked On Bills podcast at 8 o'clock. We'll mix in some Bills today. We are 3 weeks from the start of training camp. It starts 3 weeks from today. That's the first practice. And rookies report long before that. So, football season is really getting close. Bills rookie, I'm going to find the rookie report date. I know that it's usually like 6 days before.
So was it like 17th?
The Bills rookie. So 23rd is the first practice. And for rookies, it might even be like, whatever. I had it. I lost the page. I'll find it. So we're getting closer. And the Hall of Fame game is on the 31st. So we've got football to get to today with Joe Marino. He has the Bills all quarter century team he put out.
Nice.
And he and I chatted about it and disagreed on one very, very big name that'll be fun to kick around. So we've got that. Sabres and free agency. I think listening to the afternoon show yesterday, I realized that I was the one that made a mistake yesterday, because every single year this day, these days, are bad days. They are not good days to be a fan of the Sabres because they are not really involved. They have been a couple times, but usually they're not involved. They're signing low-level guys. Yesterday, they signed more players to Rochester than anywhere else.
It's a big day for Rochester.
A big day for Rochester.
It usually ends up being a big Rochester day.
Yeah. Yo, look at all these guys that, you know, they take a picture of them in one of their NHL uniforms, and that guy's in Rochester right away.
Like, right.
Oh, who's this? Oh, Rochester.
I saw that yesterday. That's how I learned about Gearston that they had signed. I saw the tweet in a – no, it was, I think it was a Devils uniform.
Okay, I saw him in a Vegas uniform.
Okay, and then I pulled up the stat sheet and like, oh, he has zero career NHL points. Okay, I guess this is an Amherst guy.
Yeah.
I hope.
Mason Gearston. I thought I saw him in a – Golden Knights uniform.
Could have been it could have been preseason.
Could have been anything.
Could have been development camp.
Yeah. Yeah, the Sabres release had him in a Golden Knights uniform.
Okay.
So, all right, Rochester gets a bunch. The Sabres do get Alex Lyon. They extend Ryan McLeod. And they trade Sam Lafferty. And we just kind of wait on the Bo Byram news. So, if that happens, if they trade him.
Which they are, there's two things happening with them right now that are a little bit curious. One, how close are they actually going to be to the salary cap? Because right now, they're at $12.8 million.
Away from the cap?
Away from the cap. And RFAs left to sign. Byram, Timmins, Levi. They could trade Byram for some guy who makes $2 million a year or draft picks, and then you're still $6-7 million below the cap. But if they... I saw yesterday that Byram's projected contract is like $7.2 million on like a 2-year deal. If they sign Byram to something around $7 million and then Levi and Timmins get a million or two each, I mean, they're going to be up against the cap if they either pay Byram or get someone that makes the equivalent of Bo Byram. Unless, like, will they dump Samuelson? Will they clear space somewhere else because they're not going to be a cap team this year? Because I'm just looking at it like they're going to end up there. If they just do, if they do the status quo, they're probably going to end up a million or two from the cap.
Yeah.
Which is way closer to it than they ever have been. It won't really feel that satisfying, though, because they didn't get to the cap by going out and being aggressive. And like yesterday, it's Alex Lyon and Danforth, a fourth liner from Columbus. It'll be just, well, they just paid their own guys. And in some instances, like with Jack Quinn, they probably paid them double what they probably should have got. And that helps you get there. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So there's the cap part of it. And then there's the fact that they have, like, Puckpedia lists them with 14 forwards right now already for the NHL roster. And I still need two guys in the top six. Not getting two guys in the top six. Can I get one guy in the top six? If I get one guy in the top six, I feel like someone's got to go. And is that Krebs? Is that, it's not, they just signed this Danforth guy. Is it going to be, they just got Josh Stone? Like, who is it? Is it Malenstein? Maybe it's a fourth liner like that and it doesn't matter. Or is it like Benson in a trade? Because
mm-hmm.
right now there are, like, they could go to opening night right now with what they have.
Just based on numbers.
On volume of players.
Numbers.
They could go to opening night if they don't want to do anything else. And maybe they won't do anything else.
The one thing about them being near the cap, like, let's say they finish out and they're within, I'll be impressed if they're within $7 million of the cap, $5 million of the cap, because it went up. Last year, they left a lot of money on the table that could have signed them a good player.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they couldn't find that player. They couldn't get a guy to take that money. But it kind of changes the tone on Pegula versus Adams. If they're up against the cap and still not good,
mm-hmm.
Then it shifts
could look worse.
Yeah, then it shifts a little bit from the owner won't spend, which people think there's an internal budget. All of a sudden, oh, here you go to the spend of the cap. All right, you finish with 78 points again. Wow, you're spending all that money and you're still not good?
Right.
That's kind of troubling in its own right. So.
It could. I mean, I would appreciate them actually showing a willingness to spend.
Yeah.
And I think that it would be, I think it's better if you're going to have 78 points one way or another. I feel like it feels like you're trying harder if you are spending to the cap rather than if I had $12 million in space.
I don't disagree, but the point would be that your GM is not doing a good job.
It would look, I see what you mean.
To be up against a cap and bad.
It might look a little better for Pegula, but it might look worse for Adams.
Yeah, I mean, I've been operating for a while, and this is kind of the way that it works with the Buffalo Sabres. And going back before this ownership group, well, the GM has limitations. I was thinking about Darcy Regier a lot yesterday because the old meme, do something, Darcy, where the figure is poking the Sabres with a stick.
Yeah.
I saw Matt Bove tweet that out, like, do something, Darcy. And I thought, you know, Darcy was the GM for a long time, and he always had built-in limitations. First, he had the Sabres were well, but first they had there was no salary cap.
Right.
You'd have the Sabres' entire roster was $28 million, and the Rangers would roll in with a $70 million roster.
Yeah.
It used to be there was no cap, and the Sabres were competitive for a lot of that. Dominik Hasek did a lot of that. Then they get a cap, and Darcy fields a good team, and what happens to it? This is part of July 1st's lore. That owner didn't want to spend money. He didn't want to commit long-term, so Darcy's team fell apart because they wouldn't pay Briere and they wouldn't pay Drury, what they were really worth.
Hmm.
And then Campbell, and then on and on. Like that team fell apart because ownership wouldn't commit. And Tom Golisano, at least that's how I remember it.
Your two best centers and your best defenseman walked just because of money.
Yeah. You didn't want to pay him. You wouldn't pay the market rate. So it's been a normal thing to just point out, well, the owner isn't going to go all in for what the GM wants. And then when Terry Pegula bought the team, it felt like for the first time ever, they'll have a guy that does. And if they're up against the cap this year, then I know there are other ways they can spend money, other ways they can invest, infrastructure, whatever. But if they're up against the cap this year, I feel like I have to put that further aside and lean further into what is the GM doing with this? You have the space. You have the room. So
Right. We'll
see. The signing of Alex Lyon is fine. He's new Reimer. He's young Reimer. A guy that's making less than $2 million for 2 years. That's not going to get in Devin Levi's way if Levi's good.
Mm-hmm.
And he might be the kind of backup / 1B guy that gives you reasonable saves. He could also take over the job the way that Reimer and Craig Anderson have done. And if he does that, instead of talking retirement, he's just on the team for another year. So I think that's a fine signing. And then from there, you know, they extended McLeod, got him at a good number.
Yeah.
How are they near the cap if they sign Byram when I've got teams out there like Vegas signing Marner to 12? Is it because they extended their own guys to numbers they don't really deserve?
I think it's they have – we've kind of mentioned this about the Bills, haven't we? Like, they have a lot of those middle contracts. Like, I was looking at this morning, like, comparing the Sabres to other teams. I'm like, they don't have they've won. They have Darlene as the big contract, like $10-plus million per year. Darlene makes 11. But guys that make 4-plus – like, they have more guys that make 4-plus than a lot of teams, more than, like, Toronto and Edmonton and, like, a lot of these high-spending teams that have superstars, because the Sabres don't really have – they only have the one. They have Darlene, who makes 11. Tage doesn't get that number because he signed really early. So what am I left with? I'm left with 6 forwards that all make $4 million-plus. Greenway, Tuck, Zucker, McLeod, Tage, Norris. Like – It's like the Bills at receiver. I'm not spending. I don't have a $35 million receiver contract, but I've got four $10 million contracts. Like, that's kind of how I feel like the Sabres are built money wise. Even Quinn at 3.3. They have three defensemen that make 4-plus. Samuelson being one of them. Like, it's those middle tier contracts, I think, Lukanen, that pull them up a little bit higher. Which, how does that feel? Because that's not. Whenever it's been, man, spend to the cap. Like, look at all this extra space. It's, well, go use that on a great player. And they've kind of ended up using it on guys that are pretty good.
Yeah.
At best, pretty good. I mean, some of them, like Samuelson, you don't even want on the team anymore, I don't think. So, I don't know. Like, and they still have to do it. They're not there right now. They're $13 million. This will really make it clear, I think. If they are a cap team, or if they are about a team that's going to show, oh yeah, we have an internal budget. If they trade Byram and get a player that doesn't make anything, I think that's a, oh yeah, this is why you acquired this player.
Like an underwhelming trade of a guy that doesn't make anything. Because if it's a guy that's,
sure, right,
you know, 2 years in and he's an RFA next year, that could be a little different.
If they get a first round pick and a prospect, or a first round pick and a young player that is not really someone else's version of Jack Quinn, maybe. Like, he hasn't been that, you know, he's been pretty disappointing so far. That's going to be looked at as, oh, you did that because you have an internal budget. Especially after months of saying, yeah, we have no interest in your picks and prospects. But if they trade Byram for, I guess, Jordan Kyrou, that's done, right? Because he's got full no movement clause. So you're not getting that done. But if you go trade for someone like that, if you go get a legit top six player, you're paying $7 million, I think, ish, per year or more, and then you're there. You're at the salary cap. But they still have to add a player like that, or they have to pay Byram, which I guess they could just say, we don't like the market, let's give Byram a $7 million deal on 1 year.
That just seems, well, on 1 year, I suppose. But that just seems unlikely to me. I guess they could for 1 year. Do they have to, though? Like, what's the incentive to pay Byram for that 1 year? You could just, what?
Well, he's got to sign it, right?
If he wants to play, isn't this the spot where you have all the leverage and he has none? To a point?
To a point. He has about as much leverage as Peterka did. But for him, maybe he'd be more willing to play on a short-term deal. I mean, it could be about the Sabres, too. Have the Sabres given any indication that they believe Bo Byram is some core piece that just wants to leave? This one's always felt more mutual.
Yeah.
That he wants a bigger role, and they're not so sure he's good enough to be a core piece. So everyone's kind of okay with moving on, which, if that's the case, is the trade's not really out there 1 year. Is that really that big a problem for all parties involved? Maybe for Byram it would be. But I don't know. I feel like 1 year deal is the second most likely outcome after a trade. You wouldn't say a long term deal is the second most likely, would you? I mean, a long term deal feels like that's not in the cards at all.
Yeah, I think that's unlikely.
Like, that to me, I would be stunned if that happened. But if he signed a one-year deal because the trade market's not there, like, I think that's possible.
803-0550. Alex Lyon and the trade of Paterka. That's your offseason so far. We'll see if the Byram thing comes. We've got a couple teams in on it. Calgary is reportedly in on it. The Kings were but might be out.
They signed two defensemen.
I've been told about the Rangers for a long time to watch the Rangers. The Rangers signed Gavrikov. They also traded away Keandre Miller. So
they were about to get offer sheeted. So.
Yeah, that's right. So nice to see offer sheets still out there.
Yeah, we didn't get it officially, but everyone
we still could.
Everyone said like this only happened because Carolina was like they were ready to do it. Yeah. They were going to do it,
and the Rangers said, "Why don't we just trade assets that we can agree on?"
Yes.
All right.
Yeah.
803-0550. If you want to give us a call, we'd be happy to have you. The nicest day of the year. That's what some are saying about today. If we just keep saying it, maybe more people will say it. It's going to be beautiful today, so enjoy it. It's a Wednesday. Happy hump day on a short week with July 4th coming up on Friday. And we'll take your calls on the Sabres offseason, continue tracking how things are going, and talk three grills wide maybe a little bit.
People are sending me grill accessories.
Oh, for the flat top?
For the flat top, to make the flat top into something with the grates I could put the dogs on, but I'm very skeptical. That's going to be the same.
Interesting. So you can convert a flat top back to the grill grate.
Right.
Can I go a grill grate with a flat top and then a grill grate on top of that?
It's too early for this puzzle.
Like a double pass through or something.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's too early. All right, it's Jeremy and Joe on WGR.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Alex Lyon hasn't seen many pucks in the second period. Chance here. Oh, Lyon with a great save! He was down, but he robbed Cole Caulfield.
Alex Lyon, newest Buffalo Sabre, 2-year deal for him. A couple quick NFL things for you, and we'll get back to the Sabres and July 1st and all that. But two things on the NFL. One, I saw the number 98 and 97 players. So the NFL top 100 is coming out.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's slipping by you, and we're only four players in. So I'm ready to call this a whiff from the NFL. Players a day, nobody knows it happens. It's impossible to react to two players a day.
Yeah.
Instead of on Monday, here's 100 through 90.
Right.
It's two players a day. Do you know who went yesterday?
I saw Drake London.
Yep.
But I don't know who the other one was.
Aaron Jones.
Okay.
So the NFL top 100 now, four players into the top 100, counting down, and it doesn't even exist.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we are in this space of checking the content machine.
Mm-hmm.
What's the NFL content machine churning out ahead of training camp? And today it's number 96 and 95. Congratulations.
It'll mostly be like, okay.
It's a little bit of congratulations, you played yourself. You do not need two a day for 45 days to get to the top.
That's the thing.
The top 10.
It's so long.
It removes the ability for sports fans to get mad, which they love to do. It removes the here come 10 players at once. And I'm sorry, what? You have Jared Goff ahead of a player seven players later that just plays defensive back?
Right.
That's gone because it's only two at a time. No one's going to get mad 2 days later. Is Drake London better than Ladd McConkey? Yes. No.
Is a Falcons fan mad this morning because they already have seen Drake London?
Who knows?
I don't know.
These lists exist to make us mad, and they whiffed on that. So congratulations, NFL. You played yourself. The other NFL note. Oh, all right. We had our caller on Paterka, but they dropped off, so we'll stick with this for a minute. If you want to give us a call back, we'll get back to the Sabres. But the other NFL note is file this one under you'll love to see it, Joe. At NFL.com, Chad Ryder.
Yep.
NFL.com writer. He has a 7-round super draft of active NFL players.
Okay.
So, click, what is every Bills fan clicking to see?
Who they end up with at quarterback.
Who the Bills end up with quarterback?
Yeah. Okay, where Josh Allen goes?
Yes.
Okay.
Where does Josh Allen go, according to Chad Ryder, in an NFL super draft? He basically just used this last year's draft order. Titans, number one pick. They take?
Josh Allen?
Josh Allen.
Number one?
Which is another way to say, here's one more person saying Josh Allen's the best quarterback in football. He's the best player in the NFL. Mahomes, 2.
Okay.
Lamar, 3. And on it goes. For a full 7-round snake draft.
That is some effort right there. 7-round draft.
The real funny part of this piece, the effort, is he has a little blurb on each player.
Okay.
And
almost like a draft profile.
Yeah,
kinda.
And it's kind of funny. Like the Browns, Mahomes. Mahomes is the sort of playmaker the team has long been seeking under center. Well, yeah, right. That is indeed, yeah. Lamar, 3rd to the Giants. Giants fans would love to see their quarterback throw 41 touchdowns and run for 915 yards. Yes, that's right. They would love that. But there's Allen, number one. And then what's your next question you might have about an NFL active player super draft?
That'd be my next one would be what the Bills end up with.
Well, they
have them late, right?
They pick 30th.
Who's the first non-quarterback picked?
Myles Garrett.
Okay. And he goes
14th. The first 13 picks are quarterbacks and then Myles Garrett.
So who's the next quarterback after Myles Garrett?
Kyler Murray. It's all quarterbacks for 13 picks, Garrett, and then Murray, Lawrence, Stroud, and then Parsons, Rodgers, Bo Nix. This is a beautiful, unintentional bit of humor and comedy. The Steelers take Saquon Barkley.
Yeah.
Of course, they take a running back.
That's nuts.
Then you get into the receivers, Justin Jefferson, Ja'Marr Chase, T.J. Watt, Chris Jones, A.J. Brown.
I think in a thing like that, a team taking even Garrett over any quarterback like that is kind of nuts. Because what are they ending up with at the end of it?
At quarterback?
Yeah, are they getting like Gardner Minshew? Are they getting like the 35th best quarterback in the second round of a draft like that? Like, Garrett's amazing. But
they end up with Russell Wilson.
Like, I'm not saying I like Kyler Murray that much, but that would be tough to see your team. You got every player available to you. You can get a quarterback who's pretty good, and they're like, no, we're going to take the worst quarterback in the league. Like, we're going to be willing to have the worst quarterback in the league because Myles Garrett is going to get us 11 sacks this year. Maybe 17 sacks this year, but still.
Maybe. Just good to see, though. Good to see Mahomes is not number one. And as we started the segment talking about that NFL Top 100, like, Allen could end up number one. Here's one more voice to say he's the best quarterback. He's the best player. I would take him first in a super draft.
Mm-hmm.
Which I...
Is that not more in a reaction to Mahomes' last 2 years than it is to Allen's?
I think they go hand in hand. I mean, Allen limiting the turnovers, that is the thing that I always feel like that's the thing that Bills fans, most Bills fans would say, we never cared about those. Have you seen him play?
Right.
It's not really that big a deal that happens.
Right. The graphic that always got put up by like CBS or whoever that he had the most turnovers in the league since he entered it, and like, well, put up their record. Right. Next to it. Like, how much does it really matter? Right. And there are a lot of good, like, deep conversations about how those turnovers do not matter, especially with him, because all of them were down the field. He's zero pick sixes. I think he's approaching that record. Like, the most pass attempts in a row without throwing a pick six.
Yeah.
So, his interceptions were more like, I know the arm punt thing gets overused, but they were a lot more like punts.
They were.
Than a lot of quarterbacks.
So
it's not Tua underthrowing a sideline throw that's like a walk-in.
That matters to a lot of people, and I think in like the conversation for this, yeah, I think it does matter. I think it's Mahomes' last 2 years have been not as productive just for his offense. They've kind of drifted to a middle-tier offense, and Allen has cleaned up the turnover. So, yeah, I think it's both. But anyway, Chad Ryder, NFL.com. 803-0550, our phone number if you want to pop in with us. 1-888-550-2550. Beautiful day here in Buffalo. And we had a caller who had to drop off, so we'll bring up what he was going to say, which is simply that the Sabres have not yet replaced J.J. Paterka, and there's a question, will they? Will they replace Paterka? Paterka scored a bunch of goals, and this is a team that scored a lot of goals. Do they think they scored all those goals and they missed the playoffs? They need seven more wins without those goals. And that comes in the form of just being better defensively, a better structure.
I think it has to be that, or it could be this guy Lyon's going to give them more saves than they've had before.
Your backup goalie, he's still probably your backup.
Maybe.
He's going to give you how many more? Here's the problem. He's going to give you how many more wins? Reimer gave you wins. Was not the problem. You need Lukanen to not be the problem.
He started 43 games 2 years ago for Detroit. So is that in the range of outcomes for them? Is that he starts almost exactly half or maybe just a couple of more than Lukanen? Levi probably gets a couple over the course of the year too, so maybe it's neither of them get to 41, which is the half point. So I think it's possible. I mean, I was looking at some of the numbers on these guys. The last 3 years, goals saved above expected out of 97 goalies that qualified, Lyon ranks 32nd and Lukanen ranks 57th. So, like, Lukanen's younger and you could say more talented because he was drafted higher and he is bigger by 5 inches maybe. But, like, statistically, Lyon has been a better goaltender. So he can't beat out Lukanen to be this team's number one goalie?
If he could, he would have gotten more than he got in the open market. No?
That's right.
If there was belief that he was going to do that, he'd have gotten more money.
But then that's also a belief that Lukanen's actually a $5 million goaltender.
That's right.
And not better than Jake Allen signed yesterday. Weird contract.
Yeah.
5 years, $1.8 million per.
Yeah, I saw that and thought that was weird, too. Did the Sabres try to pay more than that?
I guess it's more a Lukanen commentary for me than a Lyon commentary, which is all those goalies, yes, Lyon maybe is one of them, Allen. These guys that signed for like $2 million a year, I don't think Lukanen's that much better than those guys. He's not more consistent. All the numbers of the last 3 years would tell you he's worse than them.
Jake Allen, that five-year, $9 million deal, did he get it front-loaded? Is it another NFL contract?
Is he at an age where that's possible?
He's 34.
Okay, that's a few years older than I thought he was. So
it'll be
30, maybe?
It'll be 35 to start the season. We brought this up a little bit yesterday, that front-loading contracts might be back, especially with an escalating cap. Like, sure, let's do this. And if the cap hits only 1.8, we'll buy him out, or we'll just, you know, he'll retire. Just we won't worry about it.
Yeah.
Because if you're Allen, 5 years, 1.8 per year is strange.
It is a little bit. He gets $2.25 million in the first 2 years, $1.8 in the third year, and then $1.3 in the last two.
Okay.
So it is a little, but not so dramatically that it's like, oh, this is definitely a retirement.
Sure. Maybe, though, it's like a three-year, you know,
right, like
$6 million deal, and they're still like, well, let's just throw a couple years on this for us.
That's maybe a better way of looking at it, is that it's the total of his contract is $9 million, and in the last 2 years, there's only 2.6.
Yeah.
So
803-0550, our phone number, and 1-888-550-2550 if you want to chime in. We're here to chat about it. There's a Paterky point I was going to make in there, a Lukanen point.
Can they make the playoffs without replacing those goals? Like, the defensive structure can be better, and I'm very worried about their ability to score as many goals as they did last year. They have a pretty rough-looking top six right now.
Unless Norris is awesome and then it looks better.
That could be the case. He could also just make their power play a lot better.
Right.
Benson or Quinn could take a step. Like, things could happen, but there's a lot of stuff that isn't super, super likely that I think I have to not just hope for, but count on for the Sabres offensively.
803-0550 to join us. Jeremy and Joe tracking NHL free agency. A lot of contracts signed. The Sabres got a couple, pretty small ones. Thad Brown had the stat of the day on the Sabres and free agency. Thad Brown from Rochester. I'll get you that. When we return, it's something we all kind of know. When you hear it a certain way, really drives something home. It's coming up next here on WGR.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule.
Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
July 2nd. Another day of free agency. In my crazy desperation for the Sabres to sign someone, I did check where Nikolaj Ehlers is from, because I saw his agent is a Swedish-based agent, and I thought, oh, where's Ehlers from again? Is he friends with Dahlin? Could we make a thing happen here? He's Danish. Yeah.
Don't think the Sabres have any Danish players on their roster.
No Danes?
Nor have they ever. Have they?
Have Dane Smith call him. No? The Great Dane?
Not sure he would take kindly to that.
What? Why not?
What's this team doing? They think I'm Danish, I'm going to relate to this guy named Dane?
You could try.
Do we think Dane is a Danish name?
No. But, you know, we get the Great Dane for the Bandits, and they win. Anyway, Ehlers.
Go to the meeting with Dane Smith holding two different leashes, two Great Dane, big Great Dane dogs.
Have him bring all the Bandits trophies and say, "Is the town of champions, Nikolaj? Come play."
He's like, "What sport is that?
Come play for us. Let's go." 803-0550. Jerry and Kenmore quickly. Hey, Jerry, good morning.
Hey, I know you're always interested in new golf games, and I'm going to compare this to Josh Allen really quickly. We used to play this game in a larger group called Others, and what it was is you only want to make bogeys, pars, birdies, and anything over a bogey counted as a point, a double bogey, a triple bogey counted as two, and the low score, you know, a group of 20 people throwing $10 and you're shooting for the low score is called Others. But isn't that what Josh Allen is? If somebody told you, at one point he used to lead the league in bogeys, yeah, but he also leads the league in birdies and eagles.
Yep.
And we want him to make more pars, but is that the expense of the bogeys or the expense of the birdies? Well, he shoots 68 every day. It's just a different way he gets there. Isn't that who he is?
Yeah. Yeah,
his core, I think it is, yeah. Yes.
He never makes a double bogey. He never makes a triple bogey. Quickly on the Sabres. The frustrating thing about the Sabres to me is that when you're shopping and you need something, we know what you need, and then you buy the generic brand because it's half the price. We need a goalie, so let's just get somebody to get us by for 1 year. We need bigger defensemen. Let's take somebody nobody wants. But he's bigger. It just doesn't feel like that. I hate that they know what they need to do. They just don't do it.
Yeah. Well, the thing about free agency, this is not new for them. And if we could be in those meetings and on those calls, let's say like you had somebody embedded with them for free agency, and you could really see everything. Hard Knocks, right? Like Hard Knocks is in there. How many times they make a call and they're told like, no thanks, we're good. Do they already know? Do they
even make the call?
Do they make the call? We might feel bad for them. We might feel that they've earned that. We might feel bad for them. We might feel a lot of different things. But you might really have it driven home just how you want a goalie. Maybe they wanted Jake Allen, and Jake Allen said, don't want to do it. I mean, last year, Jake Allen's with the Devils. They make the playoffs.
Yeah.
I saw quotes from him about the team heading in the right direction, and that's just not something you can often say about the Sabres. You could have said it 2 years ago, and that drifted.
He ends up staying. If you looked at, this was only one free agent ranking, but Matt Larkins was the one I was using from Daily Faceoff. The Sabres signed the highest ranked goalie that changed teams yesterday. Like, Larkin had Lyon as the number two ranked free agent goaltender. It was not to say he's great. It's just, it was a really thin class.
Is Lyon and Dan Vladar?
Right. And Allen ends up staying. So, right, maybe somebody else had Vladar higher, but they like if you wanted them to sign a free agent goalie, they kind of did as good as they really could have. They could have traded for somebody. That probably would have been maybe what more people would have liked.
Yeah.
But they got the best free agent goalie that maybe was out there.
Yeah. I just wonder really how bad it is in trying to get anybody for them. 803-0550. Thanks for the phone call. 1-888-550-2550.
They've never had a player from Denmark, by the way, okay, in their entire history. So Ehlers could be the first.
No Danes.
Yep.
What if you just called them and said $12 million? 1 year.
Make it three.
Even one. You don't want to commit one to year? Us long-term? Here's a what's anybody off there offering? I mean, sure, if he's getting like 7 year offers, then this can be tough because it's more guaranteed money. 14 for
well, unless he thinks he could just get him again next year.
I'm serious though. Get stupid. 14 for 1 year. We got to make the playoffs. We can do whatever it takes.
Right. 1 year, $14 million. That's every year I feel like that's an idea that they could have just done.
They could have tried.
They could have tried it.
And maybe it wouldn't work.
Tens of millions in cap space the last 3 years. Well, they could have just, like, they'd end up going unused. They're like, it could have just been 1 year for whoever 2 years ago on $6 million more than he was right. deserving
just
of.
Just make someone's dreams come true. 1 year.
All right.
803-0550. Joe Marino at Locked On Bills, the Bills quarter century team. Going to have a little fun with that. He put that together for the Locked On Bills channel. So we'll talk about that as well as the McLeod extension, Justin Danforth, Alex Lyon, and some Rochester players. That's the offseason so far for the Sabres in addition to the Paterka trade. Jeremy and Joe on this beautiful Wednesday here on WGR.
It's Friday for some.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.